WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jurors questioned in the Donald Trump criminal trial over hush money paid to Stormy Daniels, the adult film star. ABC's Aaron Katursky is at the courthouse with more.
A cross-section of New Yorkers, an oncology nurse, a bookseller, a salesman originally from Ireland, answered questions one by one. A woman who works in retail sent home after saying she had strong opinions about Trump that would interfere with her ability to be a fair and impartial juror.
50 jurors in all said they could not be fair and impartial, and all were dismissed. The U.S. Supreme Court will today weigh the legality of charges brought against hundreds of people in connection with the January 6th attacks. Defense attorneys for some jailed under the charge of obstructing an official proceeding argued that that statute is too narrow to be applied. Israel saying it will respond to Iran's aerial attack over the weekend, but it's still unclear what the retaliation will look like. The body of a fourth construction worker found in the wreckage of the Key Bridge in Baltimore. This is ABC News.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ahlen. Challenged the partial veto power of Wisconsin's governor. Monday, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce filed a suit before the state Supreme Court, claiming a maneuver by Governor Tony Evers of expanding a per-pupil funding increase for schools from 2 years to 400 years by crossing out some numbers violated the state's constitution. A former Racine police officer faces more than 40 years in prison. Prosecutors say Paul Garchek called a bomb threat to a Costco outside of Kenosha April 6th. While that was going on, Garchek then allegedly robbed a nearby Chase Bank. Garchek made his initial appearance in Kenosha County Court Monday. His cash bond was set at $250,000. And history was made in Milwaukee County Monday. 18 members of the county's Board of Supervisors were sworn into office, with 10 of them being women. It's the first time in Milwaukee County history that women held a majority on the board. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
A little sunshine this morning, becoming mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Could be some heavy rain and an isolated strong to severe thunderstorm possible here later today into tonight. High of 62. The wind today east 15 to 25, gusting to near 40 by later this afternoon. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 47. 99.7.
Hear the drums echoing tonight, and she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight, the moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words. As if to say, hurry boy, it's waiting there for you. Gonna take a lot to drag me away from you. There's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do. I bless the rains down in Africa. I'm trying to take some time to do the things we never had.
Dogs cry out in the night as they grow restless, longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become. Yeah.
80s, 90s, and more. I love jazz. You say,
oh, tainted love. 99.7 Max FM.
Could you whisper in my ear the things you want to feel? I'll give you anything to feel it coming. Do you wake up on your own? I wonder where you are. Live with all your faults. I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all. So why don't you smile? Yeah, we're gonna let it slide. You love the life you kill. The priest is on the phone. Your father hit the wall. Your mom disowned you. Don't suppose I'll ever know. So me to be a man or something I can exchange. I live around here. I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all. The fall of man. Put your arms around me. What you feel is what you are. What you are is beautiful. Oh man, you wanna get married or run away?
Goo Dolls on 99.7 Max FM with Jay Roberts after 8 o'clock, filling in for Maddie again this morning. Thank you for tuning in. I read something just now that was shockingly incredible, if that makes sense. There is, here, let me give you the gist of this because I couldn't believe this is true. I thought I was being punked at first. Apparently, Spain is the first country in the EU to offer subsidized trips to retirees. That means the government is paying for vacations. It's a program that promotes what they call active aging. When we think about retirement, we think about traveling, right? It's one of the things we all kind of want to do. Those aspirations typically involve a lot of money, a lot of effort, a lot of planning to execute. But Spain is stepping in. It is a program that is run by Spain's Institute for Seniors and Social Services, which they call the concept social tourism. Now, the gist is that they invest in travel for seniors, which will in turn help promote the seniors' health and keep them active and engaged. It goes on to say that the tourism program contributes to active aging and the promotion of an active lifestyle while favoring intergenerational solidarity, generating employment and economic activity, and also favoring inter-territorial solidarity, through travel between different regions. Discounted trips are available each year in the shoulder season, which would be from October through June. Now, for the 2023-2024 season, the Spanish government made about 887,000 places available for retirees in the social tourism program. That's about 70,000 more spots than the previous year. I'm wondering if they are offering cruises in that program. That would be pretty cool. My wife and I like to cruise. Not that I'm anywhere near retirement age. Not that I'm anywhere near Spain, living in Wisconsin and Spain, two totally different places, obviously. But that would be pretty cool. There's a bunch of information online about the program, how it is subsidized, what destinations are included, what costs are covered, who is eligible, and how to a citizen of Spain. I think that's what a lot of people would be wondering at that point.
Celebrate spring during Slama's Lawn and Sports Open House Friday and Saturday, April 19th, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, April 20th, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Reedsburg. Check out fantastic deals like 0% interest for 72 months on a wide range of John Deere mowers, gators, and compact tractors. They also carry a full line of steel outdoor power equipment for everything you need to tackle your lawn, garden, and more. Make sure you spring into Slama's Lawn and Sports Open House April 19th and 20th at 2160 East Main Street, Reedsburg.
Bundle and save this week at Pierce's Express Market in Baraboo. This is Craig. Boxes of hamburger, chicken, or tuna helper are 3 for $5. Essential Everyday Peanut Butter is also 3 for $5. And Cap'n Crunch or Quaker Life cereals are 2 for $5. Stock up on your family's favorite chips. Frito-Lay Ruffles potato chips or Tostitos tortilla chips are 2 for $9. And Old Dutch Family Pack potato chips are 3 for $9. While the road is getting closer to completion each week, we thank you for shopping with us. Pierce's Express Market, family-owned since 1924.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Jay Roberts in the morning, filling in for Maddie again. So it's kind of interesting. I told you that I'm going to be around here over the next few weeks. Maddie gone yesterday, gone today. She's going to be back tomorrow. I won't be here tomorrow, but then I'm going to be back on Thursday and Friday. Is this a little bit confusing? I know. Imagine trying to keep my schedule, too. I've got the... kind of write everything down. I do have a digital calendar, though, so I'm at that point now where I am putting these things into my phone and putting them into the iPad and trying to keep everything straight. But then, so next week I'll be filling in with Maddie live on the morning show. And then after that, for the rest of the month, I will be filling in for Aaron in the afternoon. So yeah, I get a little bit of me in the morning, in the afternoon. I think I apologized early on for that, so sorry. Sorry in advance. So mental health is certainly important, and researchers have come up with a daily stress exercise that apparently is beneficial, only takes 20 seconds. It's giving yourself a hug for 20 seconds a day. They say you should close your eyes, think of something that has been bothering you. Put one hand on your chest, the other on your stomach, like you're giving yourself a hug, and then think, quote, how can I be a friend to myself in this moment? I'm going to have to give that a try. There's been some stressful things lately, so I'll have to see if that works. Maybe you should try it as well.
Hey, guys. I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
New plan. Ellen, you sign up for U.S. Cellular home internet. Madison, you bring me snacks while I stream the game. Let's do this.
Bundle and save on U.S. Cellular's new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook posts for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger. Last night, the Baraboo Thunderbirds fall at home in a non-conference matchup versus Platteville, 16-8, the final in the game. Also from this past evening in softball, it was Wisconsin Dells beating Sauk Prairie, 13-9. Also in the conference, Stoughton, 12-2 winners over River Valley, and DeForest shuts out McFarland, 2-0. If weather cooperates, it'll be a super busy day today. Boys golfers will be competing at Lake Wisconsin Country Club. All the teams from the conference a part of that event. Boys tennis for the Thunderbirds is going to be traveling to McFarland at 4:15. The baseball team for the T-Birds back at it again today as they're going to be at Portage High School at 5 o'clock. Then softball tonight's going to be welcoming Stoughton for the Thunderbirds. And soccer is going to be at Beryl Newman Stadium hosting McFarland. That one starts at 7. For Reedsburg, in addition to that boys golf matchup, it's going to be the boys tennis squad welcoming Edgewood at 4:15. Baseball is going to be hosting Edgewood as well at 5. And then at 5 o'clock, Mount Horror will be in town to take on the Beaver softball squad. Soccer is going to be at Sauk Prairie tonight at 7. In addition to that, for the Eagles, their softball team is going to be at Edgewood High School at 5 o'clock. Baseball action hosting McFarland at that same time. And lacrosse is going to be welcoming Wanakee at 5. For Portage, the Warrior Boys tennis team was going to be at Stone at 4:15. Baseball, as mentioned, will be hosting the Thunderbirds. Softball is going to be welcoming McFarland. And then soccer will be at Mount Horeb at 6 o'clock. Take a look at the schedule with rain possible later on for the day today. WNBA draft last night, and as expected, the Indiana Fever select Iowa's Caitlin Clark with the number one pick overall. San Diego Padres take down the Brew Crew yesterday, 7-3, the final in game one of that three-game set. Two teams will play again today. Wade Miley gets the go for Milwaukee, and Dylan Cease will be countering for the Padres, 6:40, first pitch. And the NBA play-in tournament gets going tonight. Lakers and Pelicans will play for the seventh seed. Loser of that matchup is going to be taking on the winner between the Warriors and the Kings. They play later this evening, and they'll be ultimately going for that eighth seed. Tomorrow's playing game for the Eastern Conference. We'll see the Heat going against the 76ers. Again, that's for seventh place. Loser will take on the winner between the Hawks and the Bulls, and those 2 8-seed games will be played on Friday. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Get the good stuff!
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
A little sunshine this morning, becoming mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Could be some heavy rain and an isolated strong to severe thunderstorm possible here later today into tonight. High of 62. The wind today east 15 to 25, gusting to near 40 by later this afternoon. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
99.7.
Dog has chained you up all right. Give you everything you need to live inside a twisted cage. Sleep inside an empty rage. I had a dream I was your hero. Damn, I wish I was your lover. I'd walk you till the daylight comes. Make sure you are smiling and warm. Just too good. Don't say you'll stay, 'cause then you'll go away.
Damn, I wish I was your lover. I'd walk you till the daylight comes. Make sure you are smiling and warm. I am everything. Tonight I'll be your mother. I'll do such things to ease your pain.
I was your lover.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Rolling Stones, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, Jay in for Maddie this morning. It is April 16th. Got some celebrity birthdays to talk about. I don't know how this is possible. You guys know Stranger Things, right? The actress that plays Max on Stranger Things. Would you believe she's 22 years old? Maybe it's because I'm getting older, but to me she looks like she's about 16. Seems right. About 16. Let's say that she's, okay, today she's 17. No, she's not. Sadie Sink is 22 years old today. There's no getting around that. Gerardo. Remember the song Rico Suave back in the day? Gerardo did some acting as well. I think he was in the movie Can't Buy Me Love back in 1987. Gerardo turning 59 years old today. Actor John Cryer is 59. Dave Perner, lead singer of Soul Asylum, is 60. Ellen Barkin, from the Big Easy, Sea of Love, and Ocean's 13, turning 70. Bill Belichick, coach of the New England Patriots, is 72. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, celebrating his 77th birthday today. And Bobby Vinton, of Blue Velvet fame, is turning 89 years old today. So, the other day was National Pet Day, and those of us that have pets certainly love our pets, don't we? You're either a dog person or a cat person. Maybe you're just an animal person. You love both. I happen to be more of a dog person. I have had cats before, a cat in particular, and I loved her. She was great. I went to college, and my parents gave my cat away. Not because they didn't love the cat. It's because my mom had an allergy, a severe allergy to cats, which was discovered after I went to college. Interesting timing on that. Jay is no longer here to care for the cat. He's away at college. Cat goes to a farm somewhere. Another family adopted the cat, as a matter of fact. But how well do cat owners know their cats? Apparently not well enough. Did you know that 46% of cat owners have no idea that cats are lactose intolerant? Cow's milk is not good for cats. I'm surprised it's 46%. I would think it'd be like 90% because I had no idea that that was the case. 53% of cat owners know that cats tend to drink more water if it's running water, so fountains are better than just a dish. I didn't know that. 44% of cat owners know that cats sometimes purr when they're happy or stressed out. Again, I would think that a purring cat is a happy cat. A dog wagging its tail is a happy dog. Last stat, 7 in 10 cat owners feel that they can usually tell what their cat is thinking. And usually the cat's thinking about murdering you. That would be bad joke, but kind of true.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. On Saturday, April 20th, celebrate Earth Day with a work day at Devil's Lake State Park. Friends of Devil's Lake State Park will be organizing this event. The park staff will be directing work parties on various projects all around the park. Meet at the North Shore Picnic Area near the Rock Elm Shelter. The friends will supply tools, bring work gloves, water, and snacks. Come prepared for the weather. Again, this is a great way to help volunteer at Devil's Lake State Park on Earth Day. 9 a.m. until 12, this will take place on Saturday, April 20th. For more details, visit friendsofdevilslake.org. Also on Saturday the 20th, it's the Baraboo Young Professionals Putt-Putt Pub Crawl. Join BYP as downtown establishments will have a mini golf hole for foursomes to play. You'll search around with a pre-crawl drink at Brothers on Oak. That's where the registration and the pickup site will be held. And then hit the links at your leisure as long as all holes are completed between noon and 5 p.m. $80 per foursome. All the details for that can be found at BaraboOYoungProfessionals.com. There'll be another opportunity to volunteer thanks to the Sauk Prairie Conservation Alliance on Saturday, April 20th, as they'll be working on prairie restoration at the former Badger Army Ammunition Plant. Meet along the Museum of Badger Army Ammunition just at the gate along Highway 12. Bring your own drinking water, wear long pants, long sleeves, and sturdy shoes. Gloves and tools will be provided, but you're welcome to bring your favorite pair of gloves. Tasks will include pulling invasive plants, cutting and piling brush, and monitoring progress of the site. This will be 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Saturday. Go to saukprairie.org for more details. There are a number of volunteer opportunities for Earth Day. Again, be sure to check out your local Chamber of Commerce websites for more details and the city websites as well.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes nurse midwife Beth Adsit.
I am a nurse midwife here at RAMC. In my role, I care for women from the start of puberty through menopause, really caring for women through those childbearing years and supporting them through all those transitions of life. I love supporting women through that labor where they think, I can't do this. And then all of a sudden it clicks and they know I'm strong enough to get through this and bring my child into the world.
Learn more about nurse midwife Beth Adsit at RAMCHealth.com.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See HFHWisconsinRiver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
99.7 Max FM.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest.
shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
And all that glitters is gold.
Only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media men beg to differ. Judging by the hole in the satellite picture, the ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, Jay Roberts. So I'm 47 years old. When I turned 40, I decided I was going to give in to the peer pressure and start drinking coffee because I was the only one that wasn't drinking coffee. All my family and friends had been drinking coffee for years, so I decided, hey, I'm going to give it a try. And I fell in love with it. The only problem is if coffee is too hot or too strong, it's not for me. I just can't deal with it. Like whenever we go to a coffee shop, it's always just blazing hot. So every time I always say, hey, you know, put an ice cube or two in the coffee. That certainly helps out. My wife, I swear she has got like scar tissue all over her lips and mouth because the hot coffee doesn't bother her. For me, it drives me completely crazy. So this morning, I did something a little different. Instead of pouring my coffee into a regular coffee cup, which tends to cool it off a little quicker, I poured it into an insulated, one of those big bladder buster coffee mugs because I didn't want to have to make more trips down the hall to the coffee pot or the coffee machine. And so I left the lid off thinking it'll cool off quicker if the lid's off. That's probably true, but this thing must have really good insulation on the sides because it was still blazing hot. Yeah, it's first world problem for sure. No doubt about it. It's Max FM looking at temps in the 60s today. Can see some showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Here's Kenny Loggins now. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Well, we mentioned a little earlier in the show that CBS is going to re-air that Billy Joel special, the 100th live at Madison Square Garden, coming up this Friday night after they cut off the broadcast on Sunday during Piano Man. A big portion of the country did not get to see the entire performance, and there was a lot of people upset about that. So get your Billy Joel fix once again Friday night. That will air at 8 p.m.
I walk. on the side of the street I knew. Stood a girl that looked like you. I guess that's deja vu, but I thought this can't be true, cause you moved to West LA or New York or Santa Fe or wherever to get away from me. Oh, but that one night was more than just right. I didn't leave you, cause I was all through. Oh, I was overwhelmed and frankly scared as hell, because I really fell for you. Upside to a downward spiral, my love for you went viral, and I loved you every mile you drove away. But now here you are again, so let's skip to how you've been and get down to the more than friends at last. Oh, but that one night